Well, howdy, pard. Here's an invitation to go trail dreaming out where the West really begins. Now you're saddled up, reins in hand on a good horse, in God's country, all kinds of elbow room, no horns a-honking or no loud music to dull the sounds of Mama Nature. Combine all this with your hosts, Andy and Jim Nelson, along for the ride. Now they're going to keep you where you belong, clear out west, with news, culture, poetry, entertainment, all from the hub of cowboy country where you are. Stay tuned, won't you, for the best in the West, bar none, and enjoy the ride.
Hey there, big feller. Walmart thinks I want to put up my Christmas tree while eating a turkey and while putting on my Halloween costume. all at one time. Obviously. Yeah. Right.
Well,
yeah.
Why not?
Well, when did all this get thrown together?
Now, wait a minute.
What?
Are your lights down from last year?
Yes, because I never put any up.
I don't put any up.
I do have a horseshoe Christmas tree that stays up year-round. But the lights aren't on it.
No, okay.
Yeah, all right. Okay. Clear Out West Radio Show. Andy and Jim Nelson, your hosts. Thanks for going for a ride with us, folks. One more time, one more week in cow country.
Oh, welcome to our outfit.
All right, here we go. We have some more one-liners that I didn't finish last week.
You're going to finish now?
Yeah. Well, maybe.
Okay.
We'll see. Right. Oh, I like cats, too. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's exchange recipes. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh. I apologize. No, I don't.
No, I don't.
That's funny. That is funny. I don't care. Red meat is not bad for you.
Right.
Fuzzy green meat is bad for you.
That is true. Fuzzy green stuff.
Don't eat the fuzzy green meat. Whatever that is in the Chinese restaurant box in the back of the fridge, don't eat it.
Don't do it.
It's been there too long. Yeah.
Aged 24 months.
Yeah. I am having an out-of-money experience.
Oh, man, me too. Yeah,
it's like Groundhog Day.
Yeah,
over and over.
Yeah.
As a senior citizen was driving down the freeway, his car phone rang.
Yeah.
Answering, he heard his wife's voice urgently warning him, "Herman, I just heard on the news that there's a car going the wrong way on 280 Interstate. Please be careful."
Okay.
Herman says, "It's not just one car, it's hundreds of them."
I gotta go. There's thousands of them.
Crazy people. Yeah. This is yours. Yeah. Don't sweat the petty things.
That's right. Yeah.
And don't pet the sweaty things.
That's right. Yeah.
Although there's therapy in a sweaty horse.
Oh, well, absolutely.
Yeah.
And the smell that incurs.
Right. Well, it's like that girl that said you smelled like a horse.
You smell like a horse.
That's the nicest thing you've ever said to me. I appreciate that.
Why, thank you.
Yes. Corduroy pillows are making headlines.
Really? Yes, they are.
Oh,
literally.
Gosh. Yeah. And okay, I better not.
We had some of those.
In the 70s.
Yeah. Yeah. We had some.
We did. They also made butt lines, too.
TMI.
Yeah, right. TMI. That's right. I want to die when in my sleep like my grandfather.
Yeah.
Not like everyone else in the car, screaming in terror.
For their life.
Yes. Yeah, right.
Me too.
Yeah.
That's the way I want to go.
That's a great way to go, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Always keep in mind,
yes,
whatever hits the fan will not be evenly distributed.
Yeah. That's right.
Keep that in mind. Yeah. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. I have kleptomania.
You?
Yeah, but when it gets bad, I take something for it.
I feel better.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Hey, follow your dreams.
Yeah,
okay.
Why not?
Except for the one where you're naked in church.
That's not. Don't follow that one. No, that's not a good one.
Why is it everybody has that dream? I
I don't know.
It was in my underwear in church. I don't know. Anyway.
I've never had it.
No kidding.
No.
We have a great show coming at us. Yeah, Susie Bogus is riding along with us. Yvonne Hollenbeck has some poetry. We have Bren Hill, Tennessee Ernie Ford, Riders in the Sky.
Holy cow.
Yeah, but we're going to start off with Jean Prescott.
Yeah,
betcha. She, well, actually not she. We have too many irons in the fire.
Like a flower when it's blooming. Too many times I've seen it go to seed. So before you make a move, it's up to you to prove that your loving is a rose and not a weed. I'd be lying if I said I didn't want you, but I've got to know I've got you to myself. So if your heart is true and you want to see it through, don't stoke the flame with anybody else. You got too many irons in the fire to keep this old heart burning with desire. You want to put your brand on me, you better let the mavericks be. You've got too many irons in the fire. My daddy said, don't try to do it all, girl. Just set your sights on what you do the best. If you spread yourself too thin, it'll surely do you in. You'll wind up finding out that more is less. You got too many irons in the fire to keep this old heart burning with desire. I knew the very moment that I saw you that you and I could ride the range in style. But if you cut me from the herd, you'd better keep your word, so I won't find out after a while. You got too many irons in the fire to keep this old heart burning with desire.
Definitely too many irons in the fire.
Holy cow.
Great music there from Sister Jean Prescott.
That's right. Yeah.
Man, I haven't seen her for a long time.
I was going to say, it's been a while.
We need to get back. I think the last time she bought us barbecue down in Fort Worth, Texas.
That's
for changing her tire.
Now, she knows barbecue.
She knows barbecue.
Yeah, that's right.
Actually, it was her and Yvonne Hollenbeck. Yeah,
that's right.
They went out to Jean's car, and she had the flat tire, and Yvonne says, oh, hold on, I know some guys.
I know
some guys. So we changed it. I think it was like a Lincoln Town Car. It was one of those long cars, if I remember right. But yeah. Hey, welcome to Clear Out West Radio Show.
Yeah, glad
you're riding along with us this week. We're wondering, is it too soon?
Well,
to start making jokes about certain things.
Ask Saturday Night Live about that.
No kidding. So I understand Dana Carvey did a real good Joe Biden the other day. I'm going to have to look it up. But
I haven't seen it.
I haven't either. I haven't seen it yet, but I guess it was pretty entertaining. And I guess right on, too, is from what I understand. But
well, and how soon is too soon?
You know, and you make that mention of Saturday Night Live because, and I'm gonna throw you under the bus right here. Just because I can.
Is it too soon?
Yeah. No, I'm gonna. Yeah,
I think it's too soon.
I remember way back when Dick Cheney had his hunting accident. we're recording a show that very next week, and you started the show with Dick Cheney shooting.
It was.
I mean, you didn't even wait. You didn't wait a couple of weeks, make sure it was calmed down or anything like that. It was straight into Dick Cheney.
Well, you know, discretion is the better part of valor.
Well, we have no discretion,
and I'm not very valued.
We don't have very discreet. Yeah, right.
But what is the time period?
Right. Well, you're talking about patience. I also think that. I'm going to have to think about this one for a while, but anyway, because it might be too soon.
It
might still be too soon. Yeah. So anyway, you know, and there is nothing funny about anyone trying to kill another person.
No.
All right.
No.
Can you imagine living your life knowing that someone is waiting to kill
you? Got you in the crosshairs.
Okay, so welcome to our armed forces.
Here you have it.
Okay, right. These men and women are out doing this every day with that risk, that imminent risk there, 24/7.
Right, yep.
Yeah, our hats off to all the fighting men and women of our armed forces.
That's right, and law enforcement as well.
Oh, gee whiz, there you go. Law enforcement, first responders. People who are running toward danger while everyone else is running away from danger.
It's kind of like that guy going the wrong way on the interstate.
On the interstate, right? Yeah. There's hundreds of them. Yeah. No, that's a true statement.
Yeah,
so,
it is.
That crossed my mind.
Yeah.
I want to talk just a little bit about. We'll wait until after our cow marshal,
because
this may take a while.
Okay.
All right. So we need to do that. We're going to ditch
right
out.
Right now?
Yeah, going to ditch out to a cow marshal.
Okay.
But the good news is when we come back, Riders in the Sky are going to sing to us. Range Magazine is a national award-winning quarterly publication devoted to the issues that threaten the West, its people, culture, lands, and wildlife. No stranger to controversy, Range presents thought-provoking, common-sense stories on environmental and political problems facing the people who feed America. Range is on the front lines fighting against the burdens natural resource providers face every day and showcases a unique way of life and a valued and disappearing rural heritage by celebrating America's ranchers and farmers. Range is pleased to offer a special package to Cal Radio listeners. Receive a 1-year, 4-issue subscription to Range Magazine and this year's Real Buckaroo Calendar, a $33 value for only $20. This special is available only by calling 1-800-RANGE, the number 4, the letter U. That's 1-800-726-4348. And mention you heard it on Clear Out West Radio Show. Range Magazine, the cowboy spirit on America's Outback.